Dragging me up to his chest, he collapsed his back against the wall and kissed me delicately, cherishing my mouth, no doubt tasting himself too. The warm water coated our bodies, and his arms wrapped around me, pulling me tight. We rested together for several breaths. Curved into him, I didn't want to move, but he unwrapped his arms, grabbing the cloth. He gently washed me again, this time barely touching my sensitive spots, then quickly washed himself. He kissed my forehead and guided me from the water. Goosebumps covered his sides, but he dried my body first, wrapping me in a fluffy towel and tucking the end in the front. Jax handed me another towel for my hair before grabbing a smaller one for himself. He searched my eyes, and I knew he read the words unspoken. "Come on." He pulled me into the room, directly onto the bed, and tucked me into his side. His arms wrapped firmly around me. He gently kissed my forehead as I kissed across his chest. We were wrapped in a cloud of intimacy that neither of us wanted to break. As I nuzzled in closer, my eyes drooped closed.
25. Jax. I woke up to the sound of running water and hushed rustling noises from the washroom. Sid stepped into the room, fully dressed, looking sexy as hell. She pulled her hair into a messy bun, and my extra-large sweater hung off her. "You aren't running out on me, are you?" She jumped a half foot in the air, eyes wide. "Jesus, Jax, you scared me." She clutched her chest as if she was trying to hold her heart inside, and took three calming breaths before speaking. "I was trying to be quiet so I wouldn't wake you. It's early." "You were sneaking out on me." I raised an eyebrow, waiting for her response. "Sneaking out implies something nefarious. I was letting you sleep in. It's 8 in the morning, and I'm pretty sure we didn't get to sleep until 3 last night." The slight pink tinge of her cheeks told me precisely what she was thinking about. I rubbed the sleep from my eyes, and my gaze roamed over her flushed skin. Sitting up in bed, I swung my legs over the side. "Uh-huh." I tried to play it off like I wasn't buying it, but a smirk tipped my lips. She moved within range, and I pulled her between my legs, her hands coming up to my shoulders as she dipped her lips down to mine. It didn't take much to move our kiss from a light morning touch to deep, hungry pulls. She gripped my hair, and my head tilted back, bringing her head down beside my ear. Her teeth ran over the shell before nipping the soft bottom, making me groan in approval. "You're going to make me late." "Where are you going?" My hands glided up her legs, grabbing the firm globes of her ass. "I was leaving to spend spring break with my mom tonight, and it sure felt like she was skipping out on me. I wanted to ask her to come, but my pride got in the way, not wanting to hear her say no. She was staying here over the week. She'd brushed off the question of why she wasn't going back home." "I'm covering Mia's shift. I barely have time to get home for my work clothes. Then I'll be rushing to work." Her lips grazed my neck, and her soft breath fanned out over my skin. A shudder worked its way through me at her gentle touch. She shifted her gaze down to my noticeable erection that was barely covered by the sheet. Her tongue came out, wetting her bottom lip, and I squeezed her ass harder, stealing a moan from her mouth. I spread my hand over the side of her waist, and the other drifted up to cup her breast. "What time do you get done?" She dropped her head to mine and let out a long breath. "Not until after you leave." My grip tightened, not liking that this would be the last time I saw her for a week. "Call in sick." She straightened, taking a raspy breath, and stepped back. "I've got to go." I was sure she was trying to sound stern, but it came out breathy. "Call in late." She searched my gaze for several seconds before firing off a quick text, tossing her phone on the floor. "We've got a half hour. Think you can work with that?" I didn't waste any time lifting her off the ground and pinning her to the bed beneath me. "Trouble? I'm going to use every second to make you remember exactly who you're waiting for. I kissed down the column of her neck, sucking hard, and bit the reddened skin, leaving marks all over her. That way, she'd think of me every time she looked in a mirror. She hummed in the back of her throat and tipped her head, making room for me. My girl wanted to be marked. I pulled off her shirt, rolled down the cup of her bra, and sucked her nipple into my mouth. She gasped when I bit the sensitive skin of her breast and left marks where only she could see. "Jax!" Her voice sounded desperate for release, and I made quick work of sliding my hand under her panties. I groaned when my fingers slipped over her slick folds and dragged her arousal from her opening over her clit until she squirmed beneath my touch. "You will not touch yourself when I'm gone," I commanded, pressing harder on her clit, and she whimpered, climbing desperately closer to her orgasm. I removed the pressure, enjoying her cry of protest that I was keeping what she needed most away from her. But I had to hear it. "Your pussy is mine, Trouble. Now say it." She squirmed under my hand, trying to chase the friction for herself, but I pinned her hips down with my forearm. She glared up at me, anger mixed with frustration clear in her gaze. I nipped on her bottom lip, then soothed it with my tongue. I breathed against her. "I need to hear you say it. I need to know that I'm the only one who gets to make you come. Not even you." Her breath whooshed out of her, and she bit my lower lip, sharp enough to leave a mark. "You're the only one that gets to make me come." I growled in satisfaction and drove my fingers into her core, hooking them toward the soft spot at the front. I rubbed her clit in continuous circles and watched her climb closer and closer to her orgasm. Her eyes closed just at the peak, and I groaned. "Eyes open, Sydney. I want to see exactly how you look when you come apart from me." Her lids flew open, and she took in several deep breaths, so close she whimpered for me to push her over. I drove in a third finger, scissoring them to take up more room, and her pussy pulsed around my fingers as her orgasm broke through her. I collapsed beside her and murmured in her ear, "You look so pretty when you come for me. I'm going to miss this sweet pussy of yours. And you're lucky you have to go to work, because I would have fucked you until you couldn't walk if we had more time." She made an incoherent sound, and I kissed the top of her head, blowing out a breath. "I'll walk you out." Sydney made a sound of protest but climbed off me, adjusting her clothes into place. And her eyes rounded as the sheet dropped, and my cock bobbed at her attention. A wicked smile crossed my lips, but I grabbed a pair of sweats, watching her eyes as she stared until I was fully covered. I licked my bottom lip, satisfaction coursing in my veins at the deep purple bruises collaring her neck. She looked up at me, unable to hide the disappointment pinching at the corner of her eyes. "Don't look at me like that." I circled her with my arms. "You're the one who's going to be late." She huffed, but took my hand, following me to the front door. Before she could escape through it, I lowered my mouth just above hers. She froze in place, waiting for me to move, and her tongue snuck out, licking her bottom lip in anticipation. I kept my mouth just out of reach, needing her to reach for me. "You're going to have to kiss me, Trouble." My voice was barely above a whisper. Without hesitation, she tilted her head, rising on her tiptoes, and connected our mouths. A hum rumbled inside me as I pulled her harder to my chest. I tried to keep the kiss slow and lingering, but she raked her hands through my hair, drawing my mouth closer. I stepped forward, pushing her against the open door jamb, and her body went soft and pliant against mine. Breaking the kiss took all of my willpower, and I left my forehead on hers until we both caught our breath. "I'll see you in a week, Trouble." My voice was rough, not wanting to let her go. I needed more time with her before I left. I swallowed the thought, and instead, I let her out to her car. I stole one more kiss before I watched her get into her car and drive away. When I got back inside, I heard a throat clear.
"Want to tell me what that was about?"
Piper asked from where she and Lucas stood in the kitchen. "Fuck if I know." I ran my hands through my hair. I was in over my head.
"She give you a let's be friends line, Jaxie?"
Piper grinned from ear to ear. I deadpanned, not reacting to her taunts.
"Don't worry. It happens to the best of them. Not me, but, you know, others,"
Lucas shouted from the other room. "We're keeping it casual." The words bit at me, and a deep breath escaped on a sigh. I was leaving, and didn't fit into her perfect plans. This was enough. Enjoying this needed to be enough.
"But is that what you actually want?"
Piper's eyes were knowing and probed into what I was holding secret even from myself.
"I'm listening to her. She wants to be friends. Well, more than friends."
I shrugged. "I'll take what I can for now." When I tried to turn away, she put her hand on my shoulder.
"You see, it's that for now that has me worried."
Her eyes were full of concern as she looked to where Sid just drove off.
"Babe, quit picking on him. He never had so much as a crush. This is unfamiliar territory for him."
Lucas ducked, dodging my smack.
"I'm just saying, I've never seen you this happy. There's something that's changed in you. Right, babe?"
Piper stared expectantly at Lucas.
"Well, she's right, man. I'm not sure I've ever seen you this happy,"
Lucas said while shrugging.
"Am I happy?"
I thought happiness only came in the form of skating, but Sydney had shown me that the little moments could be just as fun.
"Anyway, boys, I've got to run too. See you tonight."
Piper gave Lucas a kiss that had me wishing Sid was still here. As soon as she was through the door, Lucas looked at me. They were heading to her parents' place for spring break.
"Seriously, man, you doing okay?"
Did he think I was going to admit that it felt like a dagger to my chest when she said the words, "friends"? She was right, though. There was no point in pretending. Sid had made it clear there was no future for us. I nodded instead.
"Okay, good.
Because we've got some planning to do." A huge smile split across his face.
"What?"
I wasn't sure I liked the look in his eyes.
"I'm going to propose to Piper when we get back. Already have the ring and everything."
He showed me a giant diamond set on a simple band.
"Aren't you young for that?"
Although if anyone could make it, it was them.
"No."
He shook his head.
"I'm dead positive about this."
I wrapped my arm around his shoulders.
"All right, then. How are you going to do it?"
"I'm thinking we set up a surprise with all of our friends there to watch, a photographer, the whole thing. Then we could have an engagement party that same night."
Any other couple, I would think that was putting a lot on the line. But I was positive Piper would say yes. Lucas clearly knew that, too.
"Maybe Sid will get in on it. Help trick Piper so she gets a genuine surprise."
Maybe.
Sydney. When I got home from work, I hollered out, "Honey, I'm home," in a voice loud enough to echo off the walls. My smile slipped, realizing Mia wasn't home. I dropped my bag with a plop to the ground and flipped the lights on as I walked to the kitchen. My shoulders slumped, and my neck cracked as I rolled it. Stomach rumbling, I checked the fridge. But no matter how many times I opened and closed it, there was still only the sad-looking bag of baby spinach tucked into the back. I grabbed a box of crackers and a random cheese slice and turned back to my room, quickly peeling off my uniform that was sticking to my body after a long day. I put on my comfiest pajamas. Armed with a handful of crackers in one hand, I plopped down on my bed. After 15 minutes of scrolling Netflix, I closed my laptop, drumming my fingers on top, and a jittery feeling worked its way under my skin. Dear Lord, hold yourself together. It had been weeks since I'd been home by myself. Normally, I hung out with my roommates, or I was at Jax's place. A huff left me as I reached over the side of my bed and grabbed my bag from the floor. It was a good time to read. I pulled up my Kindle app on my phone and tried to use a book to shut my head off. I had had no problem being alone before. If anything, I had preferred the quiet moments with my books. This constant pull toward Jax, who I'd just seen a few hours ago, highlighted the risk I was putting myself in. My phone vibrated in my hand, and I smiled at the name. There would be plenty of time to be alone after.
Jax, what are you doing tomorrow?
Me.
Working. Jax, what are you doing right now?
Me.
Lying in bed.
My phone buzzed as his call came through.
Hello?
His rough voice seeped into my gut, down to my core. Was all that came out when I tried to speak.
How was your day today, Trouble?
His voice tipped lower as he stretched the syllables in my nickname. My body heated with his words. This man was going to be the death of me. I pulled up my collar, trying to cool down. You know perfectly well how my day was, I said, trying and failing to make my voice sound natural. I hated that he had to go home, and I couldn't just go to his place tonight. Jax lightened the mood with his laugh.
I know my day was fantastic. I spent the morning with a girl I'm crazy about.
There was a pause as he hesitated a moment.
Sid.
My name sounded like a question.
What are we doing?
Jax paused, and I was so still I forgot to breathe.
Because this is real for me. I know you said we have a time limit. Are you still firm on that?
His voice was unsure, barely more than a whisper. My heart clenched in my chest, desperately wanting to give in to this pull of ours and do whatever we needed to do to stay together. The need was so strong, I had to clamp my teeth together to stop myself from telling him everything had changed. I wanted to take away all of that worry, but the truth was I couldn't. There was fun and a connection to be had here, but it was fleeting. Soon, he would be out of here, and where did that leave me? I wasn't giving my heart to someone that already had a first love. Jax's life revolved around hockey. He had a contractual obligation to his team. There was no permanent place for me, not without giving up on my dreams to follow him.
I'm firm, I said, clenching my teeth to stop myself from taking it back.
My lips wobbled, but I took a deep, steadying breath, preparing for his next words. I listened to his breathing, waiting for him to speak.
Okay, Sydney.
This time, he said my name as if it burned him, and the part of me I'd been hiding from myself, stuffing it deep inside, whimpered, knowing that was the last time he would ask.
Jax cleared his throat before he started on random topics. Did you know we called tanks tanks because in World War I, the army camouflaged them to look like water and supplied tanks to keep them hidden? Guess the name stuck.
The rhythm of his voice made me sleepy, but we kept talking through the night. It was going to be the longest spring break of my life. I just hoped I was strong enough to handle it.
26. Sydney.
There were 49 hours to go until Jax got back. There was a certain level of patheticness to my hourly countdown, but splitting it up into days didn't feel like enough. Unfortunately, it had the effect of making each hour feel like an eternity. Hell, I'd spent a significant amount of time staring at my watch instead of my textbook. I'd read the same paragraph more than a dozen times, but I couldn't concentrate after the text Jax sent.
King, I miss you.
The simplest message had the air pushed out of my chest as my ribs caved in on my lungs.
My eyes burned, and I read the three words repeatedly. It was stupid, childish, and ridiculous to miss someone this much after just a few days. But that was how I was made. Deep down, in a place I refused to look, there was a blackness that festered. It liked to whisper in my ear that everyone would leave me, that I wasn't good enough for long-standing love. Hell, I'd felt alone since my mother passed, no matter that she'd had no choice in it. To my younger self, I still felt abandoned. I'd been fighting against that voice for the last few days, knowing I had absolutely no right to it. Not only was it foolish, but I'd literally been the one to make sure this didn't get any deeper. I continuously reminded myself that I knew exactly how this ended. But in quiet moments, that ugly feeling still crept up. And like Jax could read my mind from hours away, he'd send that text, reminding me he was still here, that it was all in my head. He was all mine, at least for now. I'd deal with the rest later. I buried myself in the library to occupy my mind. It was a pointless attempt to make time go by faster. Reading had always been a part of me. Textbooks weren't nearly as fun, but with Jax commanding I didn't touch myself, there was no way I could read a smutty book while he was away. Not when he FaceTimed me every night, and just his gravelly voice had me wanting to beg for release. By the way he smirked at me, he knew exactly what he was doing. Shit, I needed him to get back here, if only to get laid. I closed the book, eyes too crossed to read it anyway, and twisted my hair into a bun, securing it with my pen. I needed something a little less dry, or I'd pass out on my table. I moved through the stacks and skimmed my fingers over the countless spines. There was a new vibe in here, different from the typical hum of studying students. The lights weren't as bright here, the tall towers casting shadows where I stood. The library had been quiet all week. Almost everyone had gone home for the week. I pulled a book from the shelf, flipping through the boring pages, when my mind went to when Jax and I had been here. How even then, I felt a pull to him, even if I hadn't recognized it. My thoughts were so consuming, I swore I could smell the woodsy scent of him surrounding me. I closed my eyes, taking a deep breath, and startled when Jax's low voice breathed near my ear. "You didn't answer me, Trouble." A shudder shot down my spine, and I flipped around, meeting piercing gray eyes. "What are you doing here?" He crowded me, backing me up until the shelves dug into my spine, and the front of our bodies lined up perfectly. He rubbed his thumb over my lip, freeing it from my teeth, before kissing me stupid. We didn't pull away until my lungs burned with the need for breath. He kissed along my jaw, nipping at my earlobe. "I had to see you." Goosebumps covered my skin, and I sucked in a breath. "What about your mom?" He skimmed his nose down the column of my neck, and his chest rumbled against me. "Who do you think sent me back here? She's looking forward to meeting you at graduation." My heart rate kicked up as his words took over my brain and panic set in. He wanted me to meet his mom? He released the pen from my hair and buried his fingers in my hair, tucking my head back. He dropped his forehead to mine. "Get out of your head, Trouble. We're here now, and that's what matters." A million reasons that was a bad idea came in and out of my brain, but I couldn't voice a single one. I didn't want to. He kissed the corner of my mouth, and then the other. "You promised me now, and I plan on using every second of it." His words flooded me with a need that I couldn't control. I was done wasting time on doubts. This was our time. I dug my fingers into his hair like I knew he liked, drawing a deep growl from him, and pulled him down into a kiss. One that I filled with every ounce of longing I'd buried inside me. Everything I kept locked away. He pulled back, and his eyes searched mine until he found what he was looking for, and then he dove back into the kiss, His touch was rougher, more desperate than anything I'd felt. Jax groaned, raking his fingers up my thighs and under my skirt, and cupped between my thighs. He ripped my panties off, tucking them in his pocket, then slid his fingers through my slick folds, sending a shiver through me. Fuck. You are so fucking responsive. He drove his fingers into my core until I was riding them, chasing my release. He bit my jaw, a low growl in his voice. I can't wait. I didn't want him to wait. I worked his belt, then his pants, until I revealed his cock. It was red and angry, straining in my hand as I guided it to my entrance. Jax lifted my right leg around his waist until only the very tips of my toes reached the ground and buried himself into me. The tendons in his neck strained against the pleasure, and he grunted with each stroke, as if it physically pained him not to go harder. Fuck me, Jax. His thrust turned feral with my permission, slamming me into the shelves, no doubt leaving marks. He worked me, and his hips pounded a hard rhythm. It was ownership at its finest, and he growled out, his orgasm filling me to the brim. Fuck, Sydney. His kisses turned soft, tender. I was supposed to wait. You didn't finish. I ran my fingers through the damp hair on each side of his temples. Don't you dare apologize for that. I love you losing control. He buried his face into the crook of my neck, and I moaned when he licked the sensitive skin. Don't worry, Trouble. I'm not done with you yet. He dropped to his knees in front of me and raised my skirt. Fuck, you look so good filled with my cum. He licked his mess off my inner thigh. I can't leave you to walk around like this, or I'll fuck you in front of everyone. I moaned, my brain flooding with the collision of how dirty, but how right this felt. Holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. He groaned, hungrily cleaning me with his tongue. You taste so fucking good, filled with my cum. I whimpered as lust seared through me, and the muscles in my pussy clenched, needing to be filled. He murmured his approval, sliding his fingers inside of me, and praised me over and over again. That's it, baby. Your pussy is so perfect. It takes me so fucking well. You are so fucking beautiful when you come. His words pushed me off the edge, and I fell into my orgasm as it crashed around me with such force my knees gave out. He caught me and pulled his fingers from my pussy and sucked them clean in front of me. So fucking sweet, Trouble. My mind was too fuzzy to respond. Instead, I laid my head on his shoulder, matching his breaths as I came down from the best orgasm of my life. Jax stroked my hair and soothed a hand down my back until I could stand on my own. His eyes met mine. Your place or mine. Anthony and Mia don't get back until Sunday. Fucking perfect. He led me from the stacks and gathered all my things. It felt like everyone's eyes were on me, and for once, I didn't care. He came up behind me and pressed his rock-hard cock into my ass. Let's go, before I fuck you on this table. It was more of a promise than a statement. He was dead serious. The next 2 days were filled with quiet moments and cuddles on the couch. He didn't leave my side the entire time, and I soaked up all of his attention. I leaned my head back on the sofa, humming in the back of my throat as he worked the tendons in my foot with his strong hands. There were empty takeout containers on the coffee table, and the TV was playing something I couldn't be bothered to watch. We'd been playing house, and this was our last night together. I swallowed hard, pushing down the haunted feeling of what was coming. Jack set my foot down and crawled over me, always attuned to my emotions. He placed gentle kisses along my face, finally landing on my mouth. When do your roommates get back? Early tomorrow. He groaned and lifted me from the couch, carrying me to my room. Then let's not waste tonight.
27. Jax. The clock said it was 2 a.m. I shifted carefully so as not to wake Sid. She'd stayed here or I'd gone to her place for the last 2 weeks, not wasting a second we had together, knowing that we were running out of time. I slid my fingers through her hair, letting it fall across my chest, and she nuzzled closer. I gently placed a kiss on the top of her head and breathed in her vanilla citrus scent. It was only late at night that I let the ache of what was coming settle over me. The closer we got, the more I knew I couldn't let her go. That I had to figure this out before it was too late. Her hand slowly drifted up to my side, curling around my neck, and she tipped her head up, eyes still closed, pulling me forward. My tongue dipped into her mouth in a slow kiss, and I savored every second I got with her. She pulled back, and my hands trembled, cupping her face as her gaze searched mine, eyes rimmed with unshed silver. I knew mine stared back, pleading into hers. Her slim fingers traced the lines of my face, the slant of my nose, the curve of my cheekbone. One corner of her mouth lifted in a smile, but the slight wobble gave her away. "You're mine, Sydney, and you're dead wrong if you think I'm going to let you go." She stared into my eyes, reading everything written there, and she nodded. One word repeated itself in my head. Mine. She pressed her lips against mine, and I let her lull me with her body, losing myself in her. The sun crept into my room when I woke, still tangled with her. Her soft hair was wrapped around us, and my heart ached in my chest. I could never ask Sid to give up her dreams, but I would try my fucking hardest to convince her to take a chance on me. That we were worth everything. Sydney, with her contagious laugh and sassy mouth, had created a gravitational pull that I never wanted to escape. The way she laughed, how she tilted her head when she pieced something together, and now the way she cuddled into my arms. All of it reminded me of home, one that I wanted to keep coming back to. I could feel the void filling up, and I was petrified of the downturn coming toward us. She was worth any compromise or sacrifice. Now I had to prove to her I was worth the same. I had her, she had me, and that was enough. Nothing else mattered. We could make everything work, right? There had to be a way. If she wasn't so freaking stubborn, maybe we could.
Good morning.
Sid's voice was muffled as she turned her face deeper into my chest. She stretched her body across mine, giving me an excellent view. Before I could do anything about it, her phone rang. Sid came to life when she saw the name across her screen. A twinge of jealousy made its way into my gut, wondering who was making her smile that way. I quickly found out I had nothing to worry about when she answered the phone.
"Hey, Dad, how are you?"
Her tone lifted with her excitement. I shifted closer, and she gave me a curious grin, but I was close enough that I could make out his reply. "Hi, kiddo. How's my favorite kid doing?"
"I'm your only kid."
"I know. But even if you weren't, you'd still be my favorite. Shh, don't tell the others." Sid's laugh filled the room, listening to her dad.
"I'm good,"
she said.
"Same old, same old.
Studying, tests, and more studying." "You always worked too hard," he said. Some of the joy left her face. Her dad's words were careless. Working hard wasn't something she had to do. Reaching for her goals was a part of who she was. She rolled her shoulders, seeming to shake off his words.
"Where are you now? Feels like it's been forever since I've seen you."
Her voice was light enough, but there was a hint of sadness hidden in her tone. "I know.
That's actually why I'm calling. I'm going to be in town next weekend, and I'm hoping we can meet up for an early supper.
Sid's giant smile was contagious as she and her dad set up their date. It was only a few minutes before she was letting him go. She looked over at me, still smiling, but her eyes widened as she remembered.
Crap, the proposal.
Her genuine look of disappointment had me wrapping my arm around her and tucking her into my side. Don't worry about it. Enjoy your visit with your dad. I'll even save you some cake. I gave her a playful wink, and I was rewarded when her lip curled up at the side in a sexy grin. We kissed until her stomach grumbled.
Breakfast?
Hell yes.
We spent the morning at a little coffee shop down the street. She sucked the chocolate off the tips of her fingers, finishing her croissant.
What are you looking at?
Sydney's smile was clear through her voice.
I just thought of what else you could suck on.
Her face turned a bright red, and she clamped her fingers over my mouth.
Cute. So fucking cute. Oh my god, stop. Not even you can make that sound hot.
My smile widened under her hand as I licked her palm. She snatched it back, dancing out of the way, but I snatched it from the air and pulled her onto my lap.
What?
You missed a spot, I said, giving her my best innocent smile.
Anyone ever tell you what a big mouth you have?
All the better to eat you with. My cock hardened when her eyes darkened in understanding. She tilted her head up to mine and nipped gently at my bottom lip.
You are in so much trouble, Jax Ryder.
Is that so?
I gave her a disbelieving look.
What's the punishment? Am I grounded to my room?
Her hands slid into the back of my hair as she settled herself more snugly against my quickly hardening length. I checked the other patrons, but no one looked in our direction. We were tucked into a corner, and it was an older crowd, unlikely to recognize me. She ran her fingers through the side of my hair and leaned down, lips hovering over mine.
Can I get you anything else?
The server stood beside our table. Her eyes were pinched and her mouth pursed, staring directly at Sid.
No, we're fine, thanks. Just the bill.
Sid went to stand, but I hauled her back down.
Where do you think you're going?
My voice was light, but my fingers tightened, holding her in place.
Remember, we aren't making this public.
You could have fooled me. I nipped her jaw, causing her to grind down on me. I wanted nothing more than to stay here, but looking at the clock on my phone, she had to go to class, and I was off to practice. Leaving money on the table to cover both of our tabs, I followed her out the door. We stopped outside the cafe. She tipped her head back to look at me, and I placed a feather-like kiss on the side of her mouth.
I have a surprise for you.
Her head tilted to the side, and her eyes sparkled with mischief, her voice filling with sass.
I'm not sure I want to know what it is.
I had to stop myself from biting her bottom lip.
You'll like it, I promise.
Playing into her dirty thoughts, I watched as she leaned further into me, drawn by my words. Be ready Friday night at 6. My voice was a demand, not a request.
I'm not sure I like this new bossy Jax.
Her raspy voice and hooded eyes gave away the lie. She turned and walked a few steps before I called her. And Sid.
Yeah?
She looked back at me.
Wear something nice.
My breath caught as Sydney walked out of her building, and I let out a low whistle. She was wearing a short black dress that showed off her long legs, and I took 3 deep breaths, trying to slow the pounding of my heart. Her cat-like smile told me she knew exactly what she was doing to me and was wielding it as a punishment for my secrecy. Her eyes roamed over me, taking in my styled hair, black slacks, and tailored shirt. Sid's tongue peeked out, wetting her bottom lip, and lust filled me. It was going to be a long night if I couldn't get a hold of myself, and I doubted she'd approve of me dragging her back upstairs. Opening the truck door for her reminded me of when we met. I should have known then it was inevitable we would end up here. You look beautiful. My voice was lower than I intended, and I closed the gap between us, pressing my mouth to hers. When we finally broke apart, her eyes were full of curiosity, and she pulled away. I hadn't let on for a second what I had planned for tonight. It had been in the works for weeks, and the anticipation of seeing her face when she realized what we were doing had my heart pumping. After practically begging for clues via text, Sid seemed to have ultimately given up trying to spoil the surprise. "Hurry and get in. We're on a tight schedule," I said, lifting her into her seat, and grinned at the little squeal she let out. "What am I going to do with you?" Her voice was gruff with exasperation, but there was a smile on her face. "Love me forever. Keep me for always." Winking at her surprised expression, I closed the door before she could respond and hurried around the truck. After a half hour of driving in comfortable silence, I turned into the Ambassador Bridge toll. Sid looked at me curiously. "We're going into Detroit?" "Yup. Mia hooked me up with your passport," I said, popping the P like she liked to do. "You're still not going to tell me anything?" "Nope." She let out a little huff, but returned to looking out the window, searching for clues. I'd booked a spot in the parking lot a few blocks from our destination. "Don't even think about it," I said when Sid's hand went to open the door. I went around to her side of the truck, opening it for her, and helped her down. "Jax, what are we doing here?" She shivered. Even in spring, the night air was chilled. I slid my jacket around her arms. I couldn't help the grin that crossed my face when she huffed and followed me. "We're going somewhere downtown?" Her gaze searched the area for recognition. "Yes." We were close enough that I was okay to let a few hints slip. Her guesses were closer. "We're going to a show?" "Almost." I smiled as she looked incredulously at me for my non-answers. As we got closer, more and more people gathered, some of whom were singing in excitement. She turned her head to hear better just as we stepped around the corner. She went still and stared up at the big theater sign. A high-pitched squeal escaped her, and she jumped into my arms. She beamed, eyes bright, and a wide smile took over. "Congratulations, Sydney, for acing your midterm." I squeezed her tighter, eyes still roaming over her face. Her smile wobbled before she wrapped her arms around me, tucking her head deep into my chest. She took deep breaths, and I slid her feet back to the ground, wrapping myself around her. And tightness constricted my chest, knowing the emotions she was fighting against. I hoped she lost. I hoped she caved to them and let this happen. I cupped her face with my hands and gently wiped her tears with my thumb. This wasn't exactly the reaction I expected. I kept my voice light so she knew I was joking. Her surprised laugh surrounded us. She looked up at me and placed a soft kiss on my lips. "Thank you. A million times, thank you. Anything for you." Playfully clipping her chin with my knuckle, I grabbed her hand and led her inside to watch her favorite play, Hamilton. 28. Jax. My pounding heart echoed in my ears as I sucked down a breath deep into the bottom of my lungs. My legs burned with the effort to propel myself down the rink, but I ignored my body's screams to stop. Instead, I dug into the feeling, knowing that it meant I was pushing myself to my very limit. The puck felt natural on my stick, like the two were stuck together as I weaved in and out of defensemen. We were tied 2-2 in the championship game, and like hell I'd let us go into overtime. No, this stopped here, with this goal. Alex skated up my left side out of view of the players focused on me. I deked right until they moved with me before sending a blind pass to where I knew Alex was, just as the defenseman crashed into me, lifting me off my feet. Pain radiated through me, and my lungs refused to take a breath, but I didn't care. All my focus was on Alex's bar-down goal. I heaved my breath and shoved the player off me. He looked utterly defeated, and I patted his head while getting up. "Good game, buddy," he just growled. Not that I could blame him. They'd been fucking close to winning. Too fucking close. But we'd shut them down like I knew we would. Our team was huddled around Alex, cheering our victory. But my eyes searched for the pretty brunette I knew would be in the crowd. Somehow, in the last few months, she'd become the only person I wanted to celebrate with. My breath hitched when I spotted her wide eyes, a smile taking over her face. She bit her lower lip, knowing it drove me crazy. I skated toward her, and her eyes grew wider with each move until only a quarter inch of glass separated us. "Meet me at the dressing room entrance," I yelled over the roar of the crowd. I didn't want to wait a single second more than I had to.
"What?"
She turned her head and moved her ear closer to the glass.
"Meet me at the dressing room entrance,"
I shouted the words. She shook her head, and her cheeks turned the beautiful shade of pink I loved so much. She knew that was where girlfriends waited for their men. I stared her down, hoping she could see just how serious I was.
"You better fucking be there, Trouble. You don't want me tracking you down. And I promise you, I will."
A shudder ran through her. Maybe she would like me hunting her. I stored that away for later. Her hands wrung in front of her, and she nodded.
"Hurry!"
Fuck. With that word, I raced to the dressing room. Alex charged into me, nearly knocking me over.
"Buddy, that pass was wicked.
Get off me." I broke from his arms, trying to strangle me like a motherfucking python.
"I don't have time for this."
"Your girl meeting you, Jaxie?"
Lucas smiled from across the dressing room. This time, instead of denying it, I smiled wide, letting every player in here know she was mine. Alex patted my back.
"You better hurry the fuck up, then. That one's skittish."
Didn't I fucking know it? It felt like any second she could disappear on me, but screw that. I was claiming her today, letting every asshole know who she was with. Sydney's muffled voice came from the hall.
"He asked me to come."
I was on my feet, half-dressed with my hockey pad still on, but jerseyless. Our security guard laughed and pushed her back.
"Listen, I've heard that at least a dozen times today.
That's what all the bunnies say." Anger flashed through me, and I pulled the guard back by his collar. "Call my girl a bunny again, and I can promise you will regret it." Both of his hands flew up in defense.
"Sorry, I just... well, you know how it is."
"No. How about you tell me why you stopped my girl from coming in?" Sydney gasped at my words. There was no way anyone missed them. The place was packed with reporters and fans.
I didn't know. It won't happen again."
I must have looked feral, because there was genuine fear in his eyes.
"Jax, let him go. I'm fine."
I instantly dropped him and moved towards Sid. I was always taller than her, but I was more than a foot taller in my skates. She chewed on her bottom lip, her eyes blown wide. She always loved making me jealous. "No one touches you, Trouble." She smirked in response. "Except you? A smart girl." I hauled her off her feet into my chest, eating up her squeal, followed by a giggle. I lifted her high enough so she was a few inches above me, looking down. Our eyes searched each other's while cameras clicked around us. I'd publicly claimed her, but she hadn't claimed me. Her slow, seductive smile grew, and she leaned down, owning my mouth, showing every single person here that she was mine and I was hers. At least for now. That thought sank like a stone, and I struggled to take my next breath. Sydney caught it, searching my gaze before capturing my lips again in an all-consuming kiss. Fuck it. This was worth everything that was coming. She was worth it. My coach yelled from behind me.
Hurry the hell up, Ryder. You've got press in 5.
I reluctantly let her slide to the ground, my grip still tight on her hips. She looked around, her brows pulled together, as she took in the dozens of cameras pointed our way. Eyes on me, trouble. She didn't hesitate, gaze flashing to mine, and I tucked a loose strand of hair behind her ear. I'll come to your place as soon as I'm done. It had been 3 days since we won the championship, and our lives had been so busy I'd barely seen her. Now, Sid stood in my doorway, looking up at me expectantly. My smile melted from my face as she looked around, brows pinching. Shit. My breath caught in my chest, and my throat tightened. I'd been so caught up in everything that I didn't think about how she would react to this. Everything had been nuts since our manager called this afternoon. Apparently, the Boston manager had watched our game 3 days ago and was so impressed that instead of leaving after graduation, I was heading out 2 weeks early. It had been a bit of a clusterfuck since that moment. The guys told a few people, and the news spread fast. Our house had been filled with people for the last few hours. Sid's cheeks were red from the crisp night air, and her head tilted to the side, looking into my eyes. A pit formed in my stomach. I didn't want to tell her this next step. I didn't want to acknowledge the end of our journey, even with the excitement of what was happening to my career. Sid smiled up at me, looking a bit confused. The house was packed and boisterous with excitement, which was in stark contrast to its normal state. She wrapped her arms around my middle, gently pushing me back so she could get into the house.
What's going on?
Her smile faded a bit when she saw my serious expression. Fuck. I should have told her as soon as I'd heard. If I wanted her to trust, I would consider her first. This was a hell of a way to show it. We agreed everything would end once I left. But I was counting on Sid to give a little on this. At a minimum, for her to recognize what we had and be willing to take a chance on us. I didn't need her to follow me to Boston, but I hoped she'd wait for me. I tilted my forehead down, resting it on hers, and ran my thumb over her knuckles. My hand dwarfed hers, skin smooth as my thumb stroked over it. I wanted to pause this moment, live in it a bit longer. Pain radiated in my chest, knowing what I had to say, and I did my best to put on a smile. It faltered when I said the next words. There's some good news I want to tell you about. She searched my face. Okay. I actually have some good news, too. She drew the words out, hesitation seeping into her voice. I led her up the stairs to the privacy of my room. She took no time to sit comfortably on my bed, having spent so much time here in the recent months. She backed up to lean against the headboard, tucking her knees to her chin. I never wanted to leave this room. I took a breath, trying to act normal, but questions invaded my mind. Would she be happy for me? Had her mind changed at all? Could I possibly let her go? I met her eyes. The Bruins called, and they've invited me to early spring camp. I paused before delivering this next blow. I'll be leaving a week before graduation. But after classes, Sid's breath hitched, and her face snapped downward, hiding her reaction from me. Her only tell was the barely there tremble as she released her breath. Hey, I tipped her chin up so I could look at her. This was always the plan, right? She flinched at my words, and I'd never hoped for someone to tell me I was wrong more than I did at this moment. My breath caught when I saw fire in her eyes, but she looked away and nodded. Sydney stood, and her body lost its softness that was there a minute ago.
Yeah, of course.
Why couldn't I tell her I wanted the rules to change? That I was a safe bet? The truth was simple. I wasn't. I was everything she worried about. I'd never be around, but I was still standing here selfishly, wishing she would stay with me.
That's amazing, Jax. You deserve it.
Her smile grew, but it didn't reach her eyes. Coming closer, she tucked herself into my chest, and her arms tightened around me. I had some pretty great news today, too. The head of my internship finally called, and they've set up my in-person interview next weekend. She smiled up at me, for real this time.
I guess we should celebrate.
I rubbed my thumbs along her cheekbones and leaned down, placing a kiss on her forehead.
Yeah,
I guess we should, except I didn't feel like celebrating. I felt like hiding in here, away from everyone and everything that was going to stand between what we had, wanting to soak up every precious diminishing moment until I left. When we got downstairs, there were even more people here. I barely recognized any of them. Everyone wanted to be part of the excitement. An overwhelming need to grab Sid and drag her back upstairs filled me. But before I could, she gave me another small smile, leaving my side, and headed off to see Piper. Good. Maybe Piper could rub off on her. She was sticking it out with Lucas. She was visiting when she could during the season, and they'd stay together when we were off. She wasn't afraid to commit to him, to accept the challenge of being with a pro athlete. Piper chose Lucas, willing to make hard sacrifices because she believed he was worth it. I knew Sid was, that we had something special, a once-in-a-lifetime kind of connection. I would spend the next 2 weeks doing anything I could to convince her to feel the same. Late at night, I thought about making the sacrifice myself. I could ditch the team and follow her to Ottawa. In those moments, I truly understood why she kept her distance, because even in my thoughts, I regretted it, like she would regret not getting the life she had planned. It didn't stop me from wishing for it, though. Lucas handed me a beer and wrapped his heavy arm around my shoulders.
Relax a bit. It's the happiest day of your life. Act like it.
His voice was loud, but it was missing his usual lightness. His eyes focused on Piper, and worry coated his face. He dragged me into the other room, getting away from the girls for a bit. He was right. It was time to celebrate, not dwell on things we couldn't change. I was talking to one of Alex's friends when Sid touched my arm.
Hey, it's late. I'm going to head home.
We'd both been busy all night, talking to everyone. I'd stolen her away for a hidden kiss earlier, but she'd been preoccupied with chatting. I almost believed she was fine with me leaving sooner, but the way her arms tightened around me and her eyes roamed over me during that kiss said otherwise. We paused for a moment, foreheads pressed together, breathing in each other's air before she pulled back, giving me a weak smile, and walked away.
What? It's only 10:30 p.m.